Since the fall of the USSR, each of the former Soviet republics in Central Asia has been struggling to establish its political and cultural independence. For the past 2 weeks, NPR's Mike Schuster has been traveling across the region following the ancient trade route known as the Silk Road from Iran through Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and now Tajikistan, which has been embroiled in a civil war since 1992. We caught up with him today in the town of Garm, about 100 miles east of Tajikistan's capital, Dushanbe.
The town of Garm, which I think is probably has a population at this point of 70 or 80,000 people, is extremely isolated and set in a vast river valley between mountain ranges, and it's right in the middle of this conflict in Tajikistan between those who still retain power essentially from the old Soviet era and a combination of democratic and Islamic forces and local people who want to wrest power from them.
Now, is that conflict still a war in Garm itself?
In Garm, no. There is not direct clashes or direct fighting here, and there hasn't been for quite some time. But in the outlying areas here, in the mountains themselves, and in some of the villages in different directions, particularly to the south of here in a town called Tavoldara, there in fact has been the worst fighting that's taken place in Tajikistan since 1992 when the civil war broke out. And those clashes have been very severe, with the military force of the government in Dushanbe using artillery and cannon and aircraft to bomb positions, essentially what were guerrilla positions, of opposition guerrillas that have been infiltrating into the mountains of this country for the last few years from the very rugged northeast of Afghanistan.
Is there any sense there in Garm of any kind of economic activity or any prosperity that might have accompanied the ceasefire in this conflict?
Absolutely not. Quite the contrary. There has been a ceasefire negotiated here locally between the forces of the government and the guerrillas, who actually now can be seen in the town, some of whom are carrying their guns. But because of essentially the collapse of the state after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the civil war that broke out 4 years ago, there is absolutely no economic activities. It is a collapsed place. People essentially mill around on the streets during the daytime, and I think the largest activity is farming, and there's probably not enough of that. People aren't producing enough food to get through the winter here. The winters up here are severe.
Do you get the sense in this Tajik mountain town that you're in a Soviet-era place? I mean, does it feel like some outpost of a Russian empire to you?
My strongest impression is, what were the Russians doing here in the first place? This is not a Russian place. These people are of another time and of another part of the world. Their natural language is not Russian. In fact, it's Tajik, and it's related to Persian, and it signifies ancient empires that were here long before the Russians. And now that the Russians have gone, it's likely, I think, that the people revert to their original culture in some sense. So, yes, it was, to my mind, a remote colonial outpost when the Russians and the Soviets controlled it. And now that they're gone, they've left essentially nothing, I think, for these people. They've got to build up their lives and their culture and their state from the ground up.
You've been visiting various former Soviet republics, obviously in Tajikistan. The story of independence has not been an altogether happy one. Do people speak at all about being citizens of an independent Tajikistan? Is that something that seems to matter to folks there?
Yes, I everywhere that I've traveled through Central Asia, one of the things that you hear most commonly is that people are proud to be independent. They're proud to be independent of the Russians. They're proud to have their own state, their own president, their own flag, their own money, and a seat in the United Nations. But when you question them further and ask about the fruits of independence, especially here in Tajikistan, people cannot point to anything. And I think that they know that there's been nothing but war or chaos or poverty since then. And there is, as there is everywhere in the former Soviet Union, nostalgia for Soviet control. Nevertheless, my guess is that if you really polled people, they would say, yes, we want to be independent. But they wouldn't know fully what that means for their future.
Well, Mike, thanks very much for talking with us. What's your next stop on this trip?
I'm heading for Afghanistan because obviously there's been a lot of news there, and so we need to touch on that before I come home.
Well, take care and talk to you soon.
Thank you, Robert. Good to talk to you.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking to us from Garm, Tajikistan.